Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Andre DeShields, who lived here in Chicago for quite some time and actually started his professional career here.
It is good to be home again and again and again.
Just telling me fantastic stories of when your first professional job was here in Chicago.
Yeah, at the Schubert Theater, which is now called the Bank of America Theater, right?
Right.
My first professional gig was Hair, the Tribal Love Rock musical.
Yeah.
I got that gig the month I graduated from the University of Wisconsin, Madison. So I come to Chicago.
Look at that. Look at that picture. That's you on the far right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That is you on the far right. Far out, man.
Right.
Far. You are looking some far out pictures right there.
And the lady on the end there is Carol Ruth, who still lives here in Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. But that was one of the first musicals that I ever saw. I, as a teenager, took a taxi downtown Schubert Theater, saw that production, was completely blown away.
Living Dangerously.
Yeah, big time stuff. So that makes you now the first interview subject that I've ever had who I have seen naked.
Oh, so, no regrets.
It's in the show.
Right.
It's in the show. But you were also telling me that, you know, a young actor, you're just out of college,
just
right?
Just out of college, where, come to Chicago, the big city, Chicago.
Where did you live?
Are you ready? The Lawson YMCA.
How about that?
Yeah, come on. The Young Men's Christian Association.
How about that? That's amazing.
For the first 6 months. And then, you know, once things had settled.
Yeah.
And once I was collecting my $400 a week.
Big money.
I thought I was rich.
Big money.
Back then. And I thought, wait a minute, they're going to pay me to take my clothes off? So, and then I moved to the near north. And that's where I spent the rest of my 3 years here.
Also making stops at the Organic Theater.
Which is where I honed my craft.
Working some of the, like, what would the essence of Chicago theater, developing your skill as an actor and dancer.
Exactly, and learning it from the ground up. Because at the Organic Theater Company, we racked our own tickets, we made our own posters, we made our own costumes. When the bathroom got dirty, we cleaned the bathroom, that sort of thing.
So this is Gotta Dance that we're looking at right now. This is some clips from that. This is not Gotta Dance.
No, that's The Wiz.
Oh, that's The Wiz.
That's the 40th anniversary of The Wiz in, is that Central Park? It's either Central Park or Marcus Garvey Park. We did an outdoor tribute to The Wiz just this two months ago.
One of the landmark shows. I mean, your game-changing shows, The Wiz and Ain't Misbehaving.
And The Full Monty.
The two that come to mind, The Full Monty, of course.
And now we got one coming up called Gotta Dance. That's going to change the game.
Tell me what this Gotta Dance, it just sounds like such a delightful premise.
It is a delightful premise. It's based on a documentary which was made by the current producer, Dory Berenstein, because indeed there was a group of senior citizens who in the 80s were hired as a marketing ploy by the New Jersey Cougars, whose NBA star was descending, and they were losing their fan base. So in order to continue to entertain the fans, they put these senior citizens out during halftime, and the fans loved it. So now, these many years later, the maker of the documentary is now producing it as a Broadway musical, except now the senior citizens are doing hip-hop.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We are dropping it like it's hot. We are throwing down.
On our morning show, we occasionally do something called Senior Soul Train.
Right.
And we bring seniors in and, you know, do the old Soul Train line.
Yeah.
And they tear up the dance floor.
Tear it up.
Every single time. So
we're telling Hamilton to watch out.
Yeah.
You know about Hamilton?
And no, I don't know what you mean.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay.
And the Broadway show Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton the musical.
Yeah, Hamilton the musical.
Yes, yes.
We're telling them to watch out.
Look out.
Come back when you've grown.
Dance. I love also that you were dancing with Georgette from the Mary Tyler Moore show. So just another reason to see this. And how about this?
Wait a minute. Let me put a little chum on the hook. She and I are an item in Gotta Dance.
Love it. Love it. So here's the kind of freaky part of this. In 1969, you play the Schubert Theater in Harry, your first professional job in Chicago.
Right.
You tell me off stage the irony of all of this.
The irony of it is 69, my first professional show. I am now 69 years of age. I'm returning to the Schubert Theater under a new moniker, the Bank of America Theater, and I'm receiving the award for excellence in the arts from the Theater School of DePaul University.
Which he got just this past week. The show Got a Dance, which, by the way, Stephanie Powers is also in, will be December 13th through January 17th, Bank of America Theater downtown.